A 24-year-old woman who goes by the name Legendary Baby Blah has been a prostitute in Reno since she was in high school. She recently left an apartment she shared with her ex-boyfriend and became homeless. Today, she talks about trying to leave prostitution behind and what she has encountered on the streets.
I started working when I was 16, and I just started basically from walking from like a Hug High School down to downtown area, and I would just, a couple guys would pick me up here and there, and then eventually I was making like $1,200 a week, so I was making like a decent amount of money in high school, so that's where I started, and I got my diploma, and then I started working again, and I decided to go full-time at 18. I had aunties who explained the game to me, where to go, how much money to charge, what to do, how to act. I was doing okay. I had furniture and clothes, you know, my bills were paid. I had a front yard and laundry facility, but my ex is a psycho. So I've been running since October. And I finally feel like, you know, I ran enough that like it's calming down, but I actually needed help this time and I just ended up on the streets. For me, homelessness is literally sleeping on the streets in a sleeping bag with a blanket, you know, listening for people walking by you, not knowing exactly where to sleep, just sleeping there long enough until you might get trespassed because that's the safest place to be, or, you know. So a lot of people have friends and things like that, but I don't currently use. And I actually got sober so I could go into the shelters, which I went to all of them out here. And I just had the worst experiences ever. So homeless for me is literally on the streets. Usually I wake up from the cold, or like the birds chirping will wake me up, and that's right when the sun is coming up. So usually like 5:30, 6 in the morning. And then I try and go somewhere with a public restroom. And that way I can like wash my face up real quick and like do a little makeup or something with my hair. And then finding somewhere, you know, safe to sit. UNR is nice because they don't really bother me. I try not to make a big ruckus here. And then the local libraries. I was trying to get out of the business, so, and it cost a lot of money to live the way I was living. I've really just been trying to go service to service. By the time you get to the end of the day, you're just exhausted. You know, like my legs hurt, my feet are constantly swollen. You know, you're worried about like if you have bugs on you from sleeping in, you know, dirty places, you're on the concrete or in somebody's grass. But there's no reason not to have hope because it's summertime. Like, I already made it through the winter. It's not like I'm going to freeze to death. Which I used to, when I was really angry, I'm like, I hope I freeze to death out here. So I feel like I made it through a winter in northern Nevada. I can make it wherever.
Camille Stuyvesant conducted this interview for Our Town Reno, a multimedia street reporting project run by the Reynolds Media Lab.